Thank you for joining us for the Word and Spirit podcast. Let me remind you to check out the RGM website for news, updates, and free downloads. Now, let's go to Reverend Randall Greer.
Because why? The enemy had set a ceiling. He made sure if I can just get old Paul to quit, because he's trying to get him to give up. Yeah. And then the second time, Paul went back. And this time, because I believe he might have waited a little while, thinking about it, meditating on it, searching what word he had during that day, searching the revelations that he had written down, maybe even read some of his own letters that he had written to other people and say, does this stuff really work or not? And he finally worked himself back into faith. Now, I'm not getting on Paul. Paul, listen here now. If you hear me, I'm not talking bad about you. Know? But he probably worked himself back into faith. Yeah, this stuff works. I wrote it down. I said it worked. Yeah, I got to believe this myself. You know, if we'd just believe our own preaching. I remember I got some Apostle David stuff one day. Can I tell on myself? I'll tell on you too. Well, I'm at. But anyway, I got some of his items, and I was driving back across the country, and I was listening to his preaching and teaching under the anointing. By the time I got to Arkansas, I was a squalling. Oh, that's different than crying. I mean, crying, you can get your breath. Squalling, where you get your breath every now and then. I mean, I was squalling. The anointing was on me. I was binding every devil in Arkansas and the United States. My God, let me get him. Hallelujah. Because when I come over here, I feel like I was going under myself. And so I called him on the phone right away. And I said, Apostle David, if you just listen to your own taste. You just listen to your own preaching, boy, and take you and put you over. Amen. Because when you're under the anointing, I mean, you can run through a troop and leap over a wall. And that's exactly where I found myself. I said, I'm coming out of this. Self, you're going to get up from here. Self, you're going forward. And I'm here to tell you, if we just believe what we already know, it'll work for us. Every single time. So the second time, Paul had probably read some of his own writings. He might have listened to something that Peter had said, or you know what I mean, listen, he might have heard him preaching somebody, you know, talking about Peter, might have had the writings of it. But the second time he went back, and I believe he was more determined the second time than he was the first time. Because, you know, I imagine he was kind of bullheaded, because that's what God called him. So he got in and he tore after it for a while. He said, I'm going to pray till I hear from heaven. I'm going to pray till I get an answer. I'm going to pray to come out victorious. And he prayed with everything within him. And then he looked at the sundial, and it had been 5 minutes of praying. You'd look at your watch. But he looked at the sundial, and you were sure he'd been praying 3 hours, and it was 5 minutes. See, you have been there. You have been there. You have been there. And he thought, my God, I done broke through. I mean, I done give it all I got. And I'm wore out here in 5 minutes. This thing done come to an end. And so then he wants to, you know, save face. And so you just stay with it. The way you stay with it is you're mumbling things in other tongues while you got your eyes closed and you're looking real spiritual, but really you're sleeping in the flesh and praying in the spirit. Oh, you have done that. You know what I mean? And every now and then you'll say, amen, praise the Lord, to make somebody, you know what I mean? To make them think that you're still with them and you hadn't quit. And if you fall off of snoring, I have woke people up in church of snoring. I mean, just snoring in the church. I mean, they couldn't handle it no more. It was over. So Paul, I believe, just as human as we are, he is a man just like we are. I mean, he went through things just like we did. And I think probably at the end of the second prayer term, if he probably made it an hour or two, I don't know. He might have given it up as a bad job. Don't know. And I think the third event of prayer, I think he was forced into it. Because after you missed it the first time, you didn't get nowhere. What I mean, missed it. You didn't get nowhere the first time. And you didn't get nowhere the second time. And I mean, you gave it all you had the second. I mean, you pushed every button, you pulled every lever, you claimed every scripture, you bound this and loosed that and let it go, and got nowhere. But I believe that devil come and started whopping him upside the head. Situations, circumstances, everywhere Paul went, you know, he's either started a revival or a riot, most of the time a riot. And lock him up, beat him, whip him, and all kinds of stuff. So I finally believe that just out of desperation, he said, I'm going after this again. He said, I can't wait. And so the third time, he said, for three times he sought the Lord. And the third time, well, I'm here to tell you, you might not have got through the first time. You might have not got set through the second time, but I'm here to tell you something. There's a pattern in the Bible. And the third day he rose. I said the third day he rose. Sometimes three has something to do with it. I'm not saying you got to pray three times about everything, but the third day, Paul said, I'm going in the third time. Paul said, I'm going in. Jesus rose on the third day, and this is exactly what happened. Paul got a breakthrough. When the devil couldn't shut his mouth, when the devil couldn't get him to stop, even though he was encountering opposition every prayer session, every time he didn't feel anything, but he went back the third time because I believe he was forced into it. I believe the pressure got so great, the oppression got so great, there was no hope, no help anywhere. And if God did not rescue him, he was despaired even of his own life, I believe. Don't know if you've ever been there. I have. Despaired after two of my best friends were stabbed to death in prison because they would not deny the Lord Jesus Christ. That'll set you to praying. And they're threatening my life every day. In fact, I can tell on myself, I actually got to a point that the oppression of Satan became so great that I said to the Lord, I can't do this no more. In my immaturity, I didn't know. I was trying to walk it out in the flesh. I had nobody to teach me and train me. But later I learned that I don't have to quit and I don't have to give up. And then I did repent, thank God. And yes, I still believe in repentance. But he said here, verse 8, for this thing I besought the Lord thrice, or three times, he had three prayer meetings, that it might depart from me, that it might leave him. Who is this? The messenger of Satan. This buffeting him, coming against his ministry, coming against the things he's trying to say, being attacked by people and false doctrines out there. In verse number 9, and he said unto me, he who? Who said to him? Jesus Christ. He said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee. For my strength is made perfect in, what you could say, your weakness. What did Jesus tell him? My grace is sufficient for you. My grace is sufficient for you. For my strength means power, for my power is made perfect in your weakness. Ladies and gentlemen, we cannot do this in the flesh. I cannot do it. You'll get weary in the flesh. You'll give up in the flesh. Paul was at the point, I believe, of getting weary just because he's a human being just like we are. But Jesus said, my grace, Paul, my ability will come on you. My strength will come on you. Trust me, Paul. Believe me, Paul. My grace is sufficient and my power will come on you and put you over. So what did Paul say? My grace, he said, Jesus said, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in Paul's weakness. Jesus said, I can take over and the Holy Ghost is going to help you. That's what he's saying. He said, most gladly will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power, he got the word right there, instead of saying the strength of Christ, the power of Christ may rest upon me. Now, I don't know if you graduated to verse 10 yet or not. This is a big graduation day when you get here. So what graduation day? Well, he went to another level in verse 10. He said, therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake. Why could he say that? For when I humanly am weak, then am I strong. In other words, I have discovered by talking to Jesus, I can't fail. I cannot fail. And so whatever he brings at me, I done come to the level now that I'm not going to quit. I'm not going to even ask him anymore about it. Because he said, Paul, my grace is sufficient. I'm just going to thank him every day. Thank you, Lord, that I got your strength. I got your power. I got your grace. I got your anointing. And I'm not going under. And I'm not going to quit. And so if the infirmities and persecutions and distresses and opposition comes my way, I'm going to praise you because I'm going to win every single day. Paul moved to a new level over this devil. And there's a devil that's been camped out around here. There's a devil that's been camped out around the body of Christ. But we need to graduate to verse 10. You know what I mean? We got to this other verse up here. Hadn't we got to this verse here? For this thing, I besought the Lord 3 times. But we done been 14 times. But, but I, Lord, help, help, we help. Woo, woo. It's like that fella, you know, that poke that raccoon up in that tree with a stick, except it wasn't no coon. It turned out to be a souped up wildcat. And he started hollering, "Woo, shoot this thing. Woo, shoot this thing." I believe there are some people that's been a praying, "Woo, Lord, shoot this thing. Oh, shoot this thing, Lord. Get rid of this thing for me." That's what Paul was doing. He just didn't know Jerry Clower in that day, but he was praying that. "Woo, shoot this thing." And then they hollered up there at him, Jerry and his buddy said, "We can't shoot that thing." He said, "John," he said, "we might shoot you." And then just like you would pray, he said, "Just shoot amongst us. One of us has got to have from relief. If I die, it's okay. If I die, it's okay. Just take me out of this mess. Come get me quickly." Isn't that right? Woo! We've graduated to that level. We're there. Just shoot amongst us, my God. If it kills me, fine. If it takes me out, fine. But I can't handle this no more. Apostle Paul, I believe, would have wrote it, but he didn't know Jerry then. You know what I mean? He'd have wrote it. He would have gave that analogy. But while he was there wondering if he was going over, Jesus stepped up on the scene. And when Jesus steps up on the scene, he calms the waters and he stills the seas. And the power and the anointing of God shows up in a supernatural way. Yes. He said, "Paul, my grace is sufficient." And his grace was sufficient for him. And he put him over and he went on to fulfill the ministry that God called him to. And there was no devil that ever stopped him. He said, "The Lord showed me," he said in his writings, "the Lord has shown me it's time that I will depart." The devil didn't take it. He was laying it down. He's seen that his mission and his assignment on this earth was over and it was time for him to depart. It's in his writings. I'm here to tell you that same Jesus that talked to the Apostle Paul while Paul had poked that coon up in that tree. And he started hollering, "Woo, shoot this thing, shoot this thing." Well, I'm here to tell you what happened is when the Apostle Paul got the answer from the Lord, you know what happened next in Paul's life when he graduated to verse 10? And he said, "I take pleasure, don't matter what the devil tries to do, the power of God's on me." He was like the Geico pig. He jumped out on the zip line. And he started going somewhere. I'm here to tell you, have as much sense as an old hog, ladies and gentlemen. Have as much sense as an old hog and get on the zip line of Jesus. Wee! Wee, 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 wee! And go on down through there. I mean, what said Brother Randy? What if I die in the process? Wee! Wee, 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 wee! Hallelujah! But we're not going to sit here and squall and grumble and cry and complain. We're going to get up and go on. Amen. I mean, the Holy Ghost is preaching this to us. You understand? Because he'd been kicking me in the britches too. Because I was in the top of that tree. Whoa, shoot this thing. But I feel like the Geico pig. Whee! Whee! Hallelujah. When you got Jesus They ain't no pig got nothing on you. I'm here to tell you, you get on the zip line of Jesus and you just flow in the Holy Ghost. It's downhill all the way, honey. I said it's downhill all the way when you're with Jesus. Don't give up. Don't give in. And don't quit. Jesus Christ is going to put you over. This is our day. This is our time. Yes, there's many adversaries, but they are not bigger than you. They're not bigger than me. And I'm not going to quit because Jesus Christ has given me the power and the anointing to overcome every devil and demon that's in this world. And you got it too. Stand to your feet.
Thank you for joining us for the Word and Spirit podcast with Reverend Randall Greer. Join us next time when Reverend Greer brings us the Word of God. And remember, God is with us.